shall read this morning from a book called Prayo Bhaktira Saranava by Nayananda Thakur. And it was written in the 18th century by the above-mentioned author. And it describes Krishna and Balaram's pastimes. So many things. Basically, it's about cowherd boys, and it's about cowherd boy rasa. And I'm going to read a certain part from a chapter 7 entitled Morning Pastimes. And here we start with the dawn. Lord Krishna is awakened. At dawn, Vrishadhanupur is very beautiful. In that peaceful atmosphere, all the Priyasakas, headed by Sridham, are awakened by the sound of Balaram's buffalo horn. Then the great assembly of cowherd boys come together and congregate with Sridham and Sudham. After performing their morning duties, they all go to the town of Nandishwar to get darshan of Krishna. Sridham, Sudham, Dham, Shubhal, Bhadrasen, Stoka Krishna, Mahabala, Kinkini, Ujbala, Gobata, Arjun, and the other cowherd boys just travel to the headquarters of Nanda Maharaj while completely maddened with ecstatic prema. Arriving at the palace, they stand out in the courtyard and very jubilantly call out, Uto, Uto, Kota, Krishna, get up, where's Krishna? And that same pastime is described as follows in Govinda Lilamrita. Here the author also quotes from other Shastra. At that time, Krishna's boyfriends, Gobata, Bhadrasen, Subal, Stoka Krishna, and these aforementioned gopas, hastily arrive from their homes and joyfully meet with Balaram in the courtyard. They stand together and call, Krishna, get up, let's go to your beloved cowshed. Continuing, the author says, then these boys go along with Mother Yashoda to Krishna's sleeping chamber, where he is presently reclining. And Krishna is described here, the essential complexion of a fresh rain cloud, the dark boys covered with yellow sheets, situated upon a fine jeweled bedstead, sleeping. One should meditate upon him here. In an ornately jeweled temple, lying upon a pleasant bedstead, Nandasuta is fast asleep amongst the various colorful pillows. At that particular time, everyone first watches him for a while, then his servants step forward and try to stir him from his rest. Nandarani personally performs the Mangal Arti, after which she gives him benedictions while offering freshly cut barley and durva grass. Yashoda calls him to give up his rest, and with a damp cloth she cleans the face of the Lord. Having gotten up from bed, Hari sits down on an asana and eats some sweet things given by his mother. Seeing his boyfriends present makes Krishna very blissful, and he satisfies all of them according to his inclination and prema. Afterwards, he ascends a jeweled platform and performs morning duties such as washing his face and brushing his teeth. Then he goes to milk the cows in the company of his boyfriends and servants, sporting in great happiness all the while. Calling each of the cows by name, Krishna and Balaram enter the cowshed in the company of their cowherd boyfriends. Krishna calls Ganga, Sharali, Kali, Pishangi, Piali, Hamsi, Shumuki, Tungi, Banamali. Balaram also calls his own cows Hanshini, Kanari, Dhavali. And then they all get busy at once milking the cows. Krishna milks some cows himself, and he has his servants milk other cows. Finally, they complete the sportive pastime of milking. Next, various pastimes take place in the company of the cowherd boys. Seeing those sports, Nandarani experiences limitless bliss. With Shyam to the left and Ram to the right, gathering with Sridham and other boys, they play different games while joking, dancing, and singing. Nandarani comes out with trays of condensed milk and sweet creamy butter in both her hands in order to feed Ram and Krishna and their boyfriends. All the boys sit down to eat the sheer and fresh butter. By eating again and again, according to the wishes of Ma, they receive the full, relishable taste. Nandarani says, oh, listen, Gopal, let me see you dance, and then I will give you some sweet, tasty butter. And here's the translation of a song. Well, I'll read the song also. Doriyama irakara, nachibolo natabara, dadhidugha sharinani lobhe, Shama Sundara Tanu Lagia Chaitahirenu Jalabindumega Joni Shobhe Harimukha Chahirani Anande Kohoyevani Nache Balamora Jadumani Hero Aishunandaroi Ananda Bahia Joy Dekuni Jashutira Nachani Shashi Jiti Omukha Dekiha Shabhara Sukha Aranacho Bole Barabara Henakali Nanda Ashi Chumbakai Rashi Rashi Sukha Paya Parama Ashara Gopa Gopi Charibite Ananda Paya Chitte Dekinritishabi Jadujara Gokula Chandri Rohani Shuno Ogo Nandarani Nachi Banu Prana Shabakara. And that translates as follows. Holding onto his mother's hands, the best of dancers nicely dances, being desirous of yogurt, milk, condensed milk and cream. Particles of kicked up dust adhere to the body of Shamsundar, appearing splendorous just like drops of water upon a cloud. Yashodharani looks upon the face of Hari and in great bliss explains the words, "You dance very nicely, my jewel of the Yadus. Oh, Nanda, come and see how much bliss is flowing here. Behold the dancing of your own son." Everyone is so happy to see the face, which conquers the beauty of the full moon. And they say again and again, "Dance more, dance more." At that time, Nanda comes and administers heaps and heaps of kisses, obtaining a torrential downpour of happiness. The hearts of all the elderly gopas and gopis who are presently surrounding the scene attain great bliss to behold the absorbing enchantment of this dancing. Then Gokulachandra says, "Listen, O Nandarani, this dancing is only expressing the grace and beauty found in everyone's hearts." Continuing, grasping Hari by the hand, Nandarani pulls him into her lap and showers his lotus face with seemingly thousands upon thousands of kisses. Filling his hands with sheer and fresh butter, she makes Hari eat again and again while rocking him in her lap. After washing his mouth, he chews betel nuts. Another subheading, the cowherd boys return to their homes. Gradually, all the cowherd boys personally bid farewell to Krishna one by one. Shridam, Shudam, Dam, Shubal, Ujval, and others return to their respective homes, and while traveling on the footpath, they sing songs of the pastimes of Ram and Krishna. When Shridam, Shudam, and the other cowherd boy leaders arrive at home, they go and milk their own cows in the company of their boyfriends. After that, their feet are washed by their respective servants and their limbs massaged with scented oil. They are bathed in warm water, dried off, offered fresh garments, fed sweets and sweet rice and other palatable items, and are given cool water to drink. Then they chew on betel nuts while reclining on pleasant jewel-like couches and take rest for a little while. These pastimes progress up to the fourth danda, which here says 7:12 to 7:36 a.m. At the appropriate times, in the appropriate ways, these pastimes are visualized by devotees while services are performed in meditation. Krishna and Balaram in the interchangers. After the cowherd boys bid farewell from the presence of Krishna, then Ram and Krishna go along with their male servants to the inner chambers. Balaram and Krishna sit on divine jeweled seats while the servants massage their limbs with scented oil. Now and then, different cowherd boys gradually arrive from their respective homes. After meeting with them individually, the brothers come out to congregate with all the assembled Brajavasis. Krishna bows at the feet of his father and mother, then goes into the house along with his cowherd boyfriends. Fresh butter, sweet rice, various sweets and laddus are shared by Krishna, Balaram and their friends. Afterwards, reclining on their asanas and chewing betel nuts, they greet their friends, Shridam and Shudam, and others when they return. There's much outrageous fun in joking along with Shridam and the boys. Thus, in the company of the Priyasakas, they relish the enjoyment of great and robust bliss. Then, there's some whispering and secret discussions with Subal and others. At that time, Madhumangal and his friends arrive and meet with them. It is in the mind-enchanting scene of Ram and Krishna sitting in the center while the assembly of the cowherd boys surround them on all sides. To Krishna's right side sits Sri Balaram, whose eyes madly roll about. He's dressed in the costume of a wrestler. He's the best of dancers, and he is the enchanter of Cupid. According to this time and situation, the devotees who are following the cowherd boys render service that is in accordance with their own most cherished ambition, to the sporting arena. Then all the boys get up and proceed to the Rangastala, their sporting arena. There they engage in mock fighting with Sridham and the others. Subal watches these boyish antics from the sidelines, and his limbs appear greatly thrilled by exchanging joking words and wisecracking comments with some boys, with some cowherd boy associate. Afterwards, wandering to this place and that place, all the boys admire the different kinds of animals and birds. They listen to the recitations of the Sari and Sukha parrots and watch the dancing of the peacocks. The morning meal, and will end there. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Srimati Radharani is busy cooking various kinds of rice, vegetables, sweet rice, and so forth. After the cooking is finished and the kitchen is nicely cleaned, all the foodstuffs are sent out and placed on a wonderful jeweled platform. When Yashoda calls Krishna and all the other boys proceed towards the kitchen, groups of servants wash the boys' feet, and the entire assembly comes into the dining hall. Ram and Krishna sit down upon a golden platform to their left. Facing north sits the group of cowherd boys headed by Subal. To Krishna's right sits Balaram, Nanda, Upananda, and the other cowherd boys headed by Sridham, Sudham, and others. Srimati Rohini serves the nice foodstuffs consisting of various types of rice and vegetables that are dripping with ghee. After the meal is finished, the boys wash their mouths and then go to recline on asanas and chew betel nuts. All the cowherd boys bid farewell and return to their respective homes, where they mitigate their fatigue by reclining upon wonderful and colorful couches. Their servants render seva by massaging their feet. At this time, those in their citadel behold that vision which is depicted as follows. Itam bhutva tu govindo bratribhi sakibir muda achamya bakshayat purna tatashayam samavishat. After Govinda thus happily eats along with his brothers and friends, he washes up, chews betel, and then reclines on a couch. I'm going to continue reading in Hungarian, on the Hungarian side, so anyone who is conversant with both, they may listen to that. Otherwise, I will see you tomorrow. Hare Krishna.